What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're going to get practical tips. You're going to get practical tools. You're going to leave with a family blueprint and manual. And officially, you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast. So make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there.
It is not your job as a parent to constantly entertain your children.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. Me and Jeremy here. Here's a fun topic for today, and that's, how do you really enjoy your kids? Well, I guess this is a two-part topic. The first one is self-evident, that you should actually enjoy being with your kids. I think one of the ways to build super strong bonds, to be parent-attached, not peer-attached, as a book like Hold On To Your Kids and some other things have talked about, is to actually not just do the hard stuff of parenting, but actually just like be friends with your kids at some level, enjoy being with them, be thankful for them, and do activities with them that are just enjoyable for you as they are for them. And one tip that I have that I want to hear what Jeremy thinks about is that we like to do this where we kind of do parent-specific ones, where I mean, like, I have my things I do with the kids that Alyssa's not really a part of, and not because she shouldn't or can't be. It's actually because she like doesn't want to be. And one of those is like sushi, right? So we'll go get sushi with the kids. The kids love sushi. The kids love poke. We live in Hawaii, so we have some of the best there is.
Alyssa doesn't like sushi, or what's going on there?
No, she hates it. She like hates it. She like,
really?
Yeah, she just thinks it's like the worst thing ever. I think if you even say that word, she starts getting nauseous. So it's very much and that's hard for me because I'm like, man, I love it. It's like my favorite. It's what I want to have for my birthday and everything. But so first of all, it's one idea, just rope your kids into things like that. So then you can kind of have an excuse to go do things that are kind of also selfish because you want them. But no, the real reason is I've just noticed doing this over time, like sushi kind of turned into like our fun little thing we do as with dad. And there's something about that when you have kind of these special activities that like you do with mom or you do with dad. I don't know. It just kind of starts compounding meaning. It kind of starts having a really fun, unique purpose to it. And I think those memories down the road will be really strong. Another couple, two other ones that are really easy for us too, is like I paddleboard with our kids. Well, not Cannon yet, with Kinsley. And that's kind of my thing with her. And then even like trips to Home Depot, that's a classic dad one, right? But we make that fun. They get to go on the carts and all that stuff. And that's not something Alyssa does. So like, we kind of have our things. We have like three or four things that I try to always envelop them into when I know I want to or need to do it. And I've just seen it has a really, really fun, cool element of like a date type thing, cool bonding and all that, that I think is really important. But I don't know how you guys would do this or what you think about that, Jeremy.
Yeah, I love this idea. And I think part of what this is I think a lot of dads feel a ton of pressure to sort of do little kid activities all the time with their, especially their young children. And there's sort of this belief, we have to sort of call it out. We've called it out before. It is not your job as a parent to constantly entertain your children. Yeah. And one of the things that you can really do in this area to make it way easier on you, deepen your relationship like Jeff is describing, is really wrap your kids up and suck them into what you're into, right? Yeah. Like get them excited about what you love. And sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. But you want to, like, if you can make it a hit, man, now you have something that you can bond over for years and years. And so some of the things for us, when our kids are really little, I really love to go to parks with my kids. That was, so anytime if April had a really bad day and she's like, I need you to take the kids, I'd be like, awesome. And I'd take all the kids. We had 2 or 3 parks close to our house. I'd go, I'd set them all up. I would even sometimes, if it was for hours, I would just bring my computer. I'd work. I'd go play with the kids. I'd work. It was like just part of what we did, and it was super fun, super easy. I loved it. Now that our kids are older, like one of the big things I love to do with my kids is take them out one-on-one to the different like little foodie restaurants around Cincinnati.
Yes.
April,
oh, I can't wait for
like
that.
She loves to have those experiences more relationally, but she's not like super into flavors and tastes like at an epic level like I am. and a few of my kids are as well. And so that's a really big one. Pickleball is another one we're just getting into as a family. I grew up playing it. It's just starting to become a thing out here in Kentucky. So there's some courts that are opening up. So we're doing that thing. So yeah, just a lot of those kinds of things. Find those things that you love to do. And sometimes I've made lists of, you know, like art museums. Elisa loves those, or, you know, different kids that have different things that they really are into that yeah. I'm into, certain books, certain shows, certain movies, certain experiences, things that were magical in your childhood, things that you like. Football, me and Sydney totally bond over football. So anyway, I love this topic. Definitely don't make it all about, oh, I've got to play 3-year-old games all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's not necessarily true.
Hey guys, can I just ask you a quick favor? If you could just pause real quick, well, actually after I'm done with this, so it makes sense, for about 30 seconds and just rate and review this podcast. We can 10x the number of dads we help through this content if our podcast can be found by more dads. And one of the weird main things about this podcast game is that how they get ranked and how they get in front of other people essentially is because of how it gets rated and reviewed. So if you can just give a quick, honest rating and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.